Okay, back to our former view. The DNA column actually rises much farther than shown here, because, as we shall see very shortly, as it rises, it traverses numerous six histone complexes like this one, before it loops around for the return journey. To put this in an approximately accurate macroscopic scale, relative to the size of the image on your computer monitor, you should imagine the loop at the top of the green path as actually being approximately at the level of the ceiling of the room you're sitting in right now. I'm presuming, of course, that you're in a fairly ordinary room with 8 to 10 foot ceilings. If you live in a palace with 100 foot ceilings and chandeliers, all bets are off.